My name is Rochelle Whiteside, and I am the founder of Springfest, and I live in Virgo.
And I'm Ross Harrell, and I was around for the founding of Springfest, but I live in Virgo also.
Rochelle, will you tell me about how this Springfest started 40 years ago?
40 years ago, I was pretty fresh out of college and moved back to Virgo and looked around the county and thought, my people, my community, the people don't know how cool they are. They don't know how important they are. I think maybe back when New Hanover County cut Pender County loose and said, that's just the swamp, cut it loose, that Pender people just said, we're the swamp, and bought in. And it felt like that if you wanted anything special, you had to go to Wilmington or away from Pender County to get it. And it was to the point that it wasn't even just going out to dinner or to a movie. It was to the point that, you know, if you wanted to buy clothes or furniture or groceries or a roll of scotch tape, you needed to get it outside of Pender County because it wasn't valuable. And people didn't appreciate what we really had in Pender County. And so the idea for Springfest came from, let's do a festival on our county courthouse square that is for people from Pender County. You either live in Pender, work in Pender, or own property in Pender. And that everything that's at this festival is handmade, homemade, or homegrown in Pender County. So, and this was before festivals happened, you know, a dime a dozen everywhere. So the idea was then to sell it to Pender County people. And it was like pushing a barge uphill. I mean, first of all, I went to the county commissioners and said, we'd like to use the courthouse square to have this festival. And granted, I was a whippersnapper right out of college and young, 26 years old, and bopped in there, and they thought I wanted to bring Woodstock to Virgo. And they couldn't visualize something going on the courthouse square. It wasn't a vision that, you know, they saw. So they turned us down. And luckily, the town board let us block the streets downtown. And the first one was held on the streets in downtown Virgo. And it was so hot that day. I remember a lady from over on the beach had homemade jewelry, and our little plastic jewelry cases melted in the sun. And we had a flatbed trailer set up in the middle of the intersection with, you know, local dance classes and high school bands and, you know, things like that, and church choirs and that kind of thing. But the next year, the county commissioners wrote this beautiful letter and said, this was just lovely, and thank you so much, and we want to support this in any way we can. So from then on, we had it on the courthouse square. But what sets it apart, I think, is that it's a way to celebrate our communities in Pender County. And it's not a commercial festival. They're not circuit vendors that, you know, come in from all over and just come into town and like the fair and leave. It's our people celebrating who we are and what we do. So it's a real homecoming. Churches now have their homecomings on that weekend, and reunions are scheduled for that weekend and stuff like that.
How has it changed over the years? Like, what kinds of, are there little milestones in your mind or just little bright spots where it's like, and then we started this, or then, you know, in terms of the development, it's certainly not the same today that it was the first time.
No, it's certainly not. And Ross might want to speak to that some. He's in charge of the vendors and the booths that are out there. Some of the things we have kept the same. The games are still your country, crafty games like sack races, and Noah can speak to that because he's in charge of the games. But those things that we've tried to keep the same. It's gotten a little more uptown, And in one way, that kind of concerns me. But in the ultimate sense of things, it's great because that's what we wanted Pender people to feel, that you are as uptown as anybody else, you know, and the things you make and the things you do are valuable. And so now people who are local crafters live in Pender County and come out there. So it's a little more uptown than it used to be. It used to be maybe somebody lives out in the country, makes their own cedar shingles and their own lye soap and embroideries or whatever. But now we still have that, but we have the people who are crafters that live in Pender County.
Making things like jewelry or mm-hmm. like specialty silk dyed cloth mm-hmm. or so yeah. I love that you're using the word uptown. That's so interesting. If I said, what is the definition of uptown, how would you define it?
Well, just maybe a little more sophisticated, a little more commercially oriented. In the past, there were just a lot of people who made things at home, you know, in the winter when it was cold and they weren't outside, and they'd sit down and crochet some doilies or carve walking sticks or, you know, make lye soap and put up jams and jellies and things like that. There are a lot more people now who make ceramics and basketry and furniture, wooden furniture. We still have our people who grow plants and, you know, have nurseries and things like that. And that's grown a lot. But more uptown is just sort of people that are now
artisans
themselves and do it for a living. It concerned me at first, but then I have to realize that what we wanted was for our people to value themselves and say what we do is as good as anybody else, and it is. And we do fight off the commercial vendors that come from other places and say, no, this is for Pender people. Mm-hmm. But it is more commercial.
Okay, so Ross.
Yes.
How did you get involved in this festival?
Well, I was living in the house when the T-shirts were being made and the phone calls were being made and the meetings were happening. And so that's how I got involved in it.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think about this back in the day, and what has your involvement been over the years?
Well, gradually I've gotten sucked deeper and deeper into it. And, you know, I'll have to admit, it's like any big project like this, it's a love-hate kind of thing. Before the festival happens, I'm absolutely convinced that I will never, ever do this thing ever again. But you know, then next year, it's like childbirth, I think. You sort of forget. You move forward. So, you know, Spring Festival has gotten easier to put together over the years. It almost does it itself because people look forward to it. And they start planning for it. You know, when Spring Festival this year? You know, what's going on? Are you guys having meetings? And a lot of that is because Rochelle laid such good groundwork. She's such a good organizer and such a hard worker. I mean, the first year of Spring Festival, she was literally going from church to church, and there are a lot of churches in Pender County, talking to every civic group that she could talk to, talking to individuals, and put together a heck of a festival. She and probably two or three other people. So it makes it a lot easier now. Mm-hmm. But that's Spring Festival.
If you didn't do it, can you imagine what that would feel like?
That's true. There would be a large void. A large void. Yeah.
Well, and it felt really good. I went in one day to reserve the courthouse square for something else. And the gal in the city hall said, well, that's not the same date as Springfest, is it? And I said, no. And she said, well, I better check. Let me check and make sure. And I'm sitting there going, all right, yes. There you go. So, and Noah got born into it. So he really has had no choice but to.
So, yeah, let me ask Noah about the games.
Okay.
Noah, is Springfest older than you?
It is. Springfest preceded me by 3 years. Yeah.
Wow. It's like your big sister.
Yep. I not having one, I can...
Springfest is your sister.
Thanks, Gina.
Yeah. Is it true that there's some kind of cow chip toss?
The rumors are true. That's the big event of the day, the big game of the day at 2:30. The crowds gather. The title is defended. The trophy changes hands or not. It's the most popular game for sure. There's the bubblegum blow and the sack race and egg on a spoon. And there's a beard contest this year and a water balloon toss. But the cow chip toss is the real deal.
So what is a cow chip? Where do you get these?
They are local Pender County cow chips made by local Pender County cows.
We don't allow
no imports, right? You can't bring your own. We check for weight.
Do they have to have a certain pressure?
The inflation. Always check the inflation of the cow chips.
Are the cow chips, do they have to be of a uniform size?
No, they're all different. Some are more compact, some are more frisbee-like, and it's personal preference. And, you know, you have your putters and your drivers, and as the target moves farther and farther away, you might change up your cow chip to go the distance.
Is it kind of like frisbee golf? Or, like, what do you toss in the cow chips?
There's a large galvanized trash can that we move farther and farther away, and
double elimination.
Yeah, double elimination.
Holy cow! Uh-huh.
Are there teams or is this an individual sport?
It's individual.
I see.
And there's a trophy that's rather large with a big gilded cow chip on top, and you get your
real gold.
Real gold, and you get your name plate on the trophy to be displayed all year long at Rochelle Furniture Company for all to see and admire. And then the reigning monarch either has to defend his or her title or pass it off.
Pass it on. How do you sign up to play? Can you sign up at 2:30
or
at 2 o'clock?
Just show up.
Right, you can just show up and play.
Yep, games are free. Prizes. The prizes are Springfest bucks. The Springfest bucks you can spend anywhere on the square, the same as a dollar on that day of Springfest.
Right. Yeah. So it's like a cool like microcurrency thing going on. Mm-hmm. For
microcurrency.
Yeah. So you'll be there.
Yep.
Are you gonna be walking around like on stilts or anything? Or
maybe the games run every half an hour. So when one ends, we're setting up for the next one.
Right.
I'll have some of my students helping with the games. In between games, I'm running to get strawberry shortcake or a sausage dog or...
So there's all kinds of food there, too.
Oh, yeah.
And you can buy the food with the microcurrency?
You can.
And how do you get this microcurrency? How do you get a Springfest buck?
You've got to come win a game.
So you have to win a game to get the Springfest buck.
First prize for any game is 3 Springfest bucks, which is a sausage dog and a half.
Wow. That's really good prices.
Yeah.
So if you're a good cow chipper, you could get a sausage dog and a half.
Wash your hands after the game, yeah.
Well, and to one more thing about the booths being free, it's free to display there, is that's a standard. Every year somebody says, well, you need to start charging, and we're not. That's just not what Springfest is. And so you just need to sign up and give us a list of what you're doing, and if we look on there and see Coca-Colas and, you know, potato chips, we're going, nope, sorry, find a commercial festival for that, but this is handmade, homemade, and homegrown, so it doesn't cost anything to be in Spring Festival. And the first year we did it, I made the T-shirts myself and hand silk screened them and hung them all over my house. And after that, we started thinking, well, how do you involve the children? And we decided to have a contest for the logo design. And so now we have a contest for Pender County school-age children from 3rd grade to 6th grade age. And the We give honorable mentions that have their pictures in the paper, and second, third, and first, second, third places. And third place wins $15 in cash, and second place wins $25, and first place wins $50 in cash, and the child gets their own T-shirt. But their design is not just printed on the T-shirts, which is really fun because you see a child, a school-age artist, with their logo design worn by their family and friends and people they don't even know, you know, that's my artwork. So that's really lovely. But also their design goes on the posters and the Springfest brochures, and the post office does a cancellation stamp, a special holiday cancellation stamp on Springfest Day. And they set up a booth in the gazebo on the courthouse square. And anybody who mails a letter from there, you can buy postcards or envelopes. It's the stamp is canceled with the Springfest logo. And they get people from all over the world who are stamp collectors to send them self-addressed stamped envelopes and have it mailed out to them on that day, because it's such a small venue that there are not a lot of those going out worldwide. So they will get them from Belgium and France and, you know, all kinds of places. So
how did you get the post office to do that? That seems like a really big deal.
It is a service that they offer, and we just happened to have a postmaster on our committee one year who said, "Hey," and we went, "Yeah, oh boy." And so what a neat thing for a young artist to have their work sent out worldwide. You know,
that is very cool.
It's very neat.
Endorsed by the United States government.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. With their name on it, because their name is on their artwork.
Yeah. So. I won that contest when I was, what, in fourth grade? And a friend that I graduated high school with a couple years ago found one of those envelopes on eBay and bought it and sent it to me. So it was really cool to see it still out there and come back. Oh,
that is really cool.
Isn't that wild?
That is awesome. I mean, that's awesome that you won. But that's really awesome that it was on eBay.
Right. Yeah. I was down in Disney World one time with my youngest, and the person taking our ticket for one of the events said, I was wearing a Springfest T-shirt, and they said, "Oh, Pender County Springfest, I've been there." I went, "What?" You know, and they said, "My niece won that contest, and we all came up for the festival."
Wow.
Yeah. Go figure.
That's really cool.
That is.
Do you even want New Hanover County people to come up there?
Come on and see what we got, because it's awesome. We invite anybody to come, and we're proud of who we are in Pender County and celebrating the good life. Right now, it's at a really lovely blossoming stage. The arts are getting to be, there's getting to be a nice art scene in Burgaw, and the idea of celebrating who you are and your lifestyle in a small southern town, it's still really clear.
Yeah.
When you ask me about milestones and things that had changed, it is getting more that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's sweet.
It's
it
still
is
sweet.
So sweet. Yeah.
And you know, you helped it become this, which is a great thing.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, think about that. Think about what you've brought to that town. So many other things, too.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
That's a big compliment.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot. And then, you, of course, Noah.
You brought me to this town.
Yeah, there you go.
Noah, let me ask you a question, Noah. Is it a burden that you have to carry on this legacy for the next 50, 60, 70 years?
Wait, I have to do what?
Because I know there will be music.
Oh, yeah.
And also, if you want to say a little something about the dancing, on the dance, street dance.
Yeah. The street dance is on Main Street in Burgaw. There'll be barbecue. And so when you come out, you can bring the whole family, get some barbecue, and bring your lawn chair or sit on the curb. And mostly, there's a lot of square dancing at this street dance, but there's also line dancing and other things. I always go for the Virginia Reel. That's my thing. Every year they've got to do at least one Virginia Reel for me. Jason Acock calls it, and we know it. So the street dance is lots of fun. It's just people and their kids out on a beautiful evening, right in the street, dancing. The music at the day of the festival, there's all kinds of music. There's gospel music. There are all county chorus from the schools. There's a big art tent set up actually on Springfest Day, the Pender County Schools have their art expo. And so there's a large art tent set up with visual art from all of the schools in the county, and an area set aside for ensembles to play from the school bands. And then on the stage itself, you have the high school bands. You have local musicians that come out and play everything from blues to rock. We've got a group of teachers playing rock and roll, hard rock, to end the day on the stage, which is going to be totally fun. So there's all kinds of music and local dance classes. Cripple Creek and Burgaw Dance come out and take the stage for an hour or so each. And it's just, you know, when you've got people and their kids, people come out for that. Mm-hmm. And they come to see their child. And it's such a friendly atmosphere that you're not terrified to, you know, is my car overparked somewhere? And, you know, it's just relaxed. It's a lot of fun and real down home. I want to stay down home as long as we can.
The festival is about Pender County. It's about Pender County people. And that is the purpose of it and the reason to be. And it's lovely because Pender County people are lovely people.
And we're not trying to be a commercial festival. We're trying to celebrate who we are and what we love about living in Pender County.
And, oh, Noah? Do you want to say anything about your vision for the next 70 years?
It grew another 20 years.
I better jump in quick.
In this.
You've probably got a good 20 years of freedom, at least, before your mom's like, take over.
Her ghost will run Spring Festival forever.
As Burgaw and Pender County inevitably grow, I think Spring Fest can be one of those, something that steers us in a positive direction, that reminds us who we are and where we come from and brings us back together year after year. And I think that's a really important thing to continue as we get bigger.
Grounding.
Yeah, grounding.
It moves us away from that definition we talked about of sophisticated, you know, to really... I think steering us was a really great thing to say there, that it can help steer us in a direction that doesn't just sell out to tourism, sell out to commercialism. You know, it keeps that spirit of a small town, small communities where people look out for each other and know their neighbors, keeps that alive.